Have you ever walked away from a conversation feeling like the other person was there, but not really there? Today, we're talking about what it means to really slow down, to be fully present, and to accept God's daily invitation to spend some unhurried time with Him. Have you seen those commercials where they call in the backup? Sometimes it's for a backup husband that can back up the trailer, or I think there was another one where the kid was supposed to actually smile for the family photos. But the one I feel like that kind of rings most true is the bad listener. Two friends are out having coffee, and one is sharing life events, and they need some advice. And the other one, well, I mean, they seem like they have more important things going on, and they call for the backup, and in comes Teddy Bridgewater, fully engaged in the conversation. I think it rings true because we kind of all have these friendships or relationships that kind of feel like this. The other person isn't as engaged. They seem rushed the entire time that they're with you. Maybe they check their phone or their watch all the time, and I mean, honestly, sometimes it feels like they just showed up as something like to check off their list for the day. And that's hurtful. I mean, you love them. You want to spend unhurried time with them. You want to talk and share about life and really hear from them, not just about the things that are on their list, but about the realness of life. The question is, which one are you? I want to be the unhurried friend. But honestly, I tend to always feel like there's something I need to be doing, something else that needs my attention. The next thing is calling. But truthfully, I mean, really, I don't have to answer. I could sit and slow down and stop acting like this friendship or this important relationship is just a quick stop at the ATM. That this is an investment. I mean, it's like a walk in the bank, sit down, let's discuss our portfolio type of conversation. Do you remember the story of Mary and Martha? Two sisters that were ready to meet Jesus and welcome Him into their home. But Martha felt that they should be busy preparing food and getting everything ready for their guest. I mean, that's natural because hospitality was an important custom and tradition in their culture. Martha was super busy doing this, and she was doing just everything she could, but she was getting frustrated because her sister wasn't helping. She wasn't doing anything except maybe she was just kind of sitting at the feet of Jesus. She was listening. She was spending time in His presence. And Martha was furious. And when she asked Jesus to make her sister get up and help, Jesus told her to stop worrying. In Luke 10:42, He said, "But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Listen, every morning we receive an invitation to meet with the Lord, to open His Word and discover His goodness, His faithfulness, and His guidance. He wants to speak with us. He wants to share things with us and help us to know Him more, and He wants to hear from us too. I mean, this is not just a check the list, what can I get out of this moment? It is an opportunity to meet with God Himself. It's an invitation to share the deepest parts of ourselves with the one who knows us the most. And yet somehow, even though He knows all of that, He still loves us. As you meet with the Lord, let it be intentional and unhurried. Hey, speaking of which, if you have just a little more time this morning, I'd love to dive more into the story of Mary and Martha. I want to send you a few questions to help guide our time with the Lord this morning. So if you haven't done so already, you can sign up to receive those messages by texting the word AWAKE to the number on your screen. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning. I hope you enjoy your day.